and welcome to the Slow Home Podcast. This is episode number 85.
So, Brooke.
So, Ben. I like your callback to Kelly.
Yeah. What? How is your insomnia going?
What? I don't have insomnia.
Yes, you do. Don't you? I know that's me.
No, that's definitely not you. It's the last episode where we're kind of covering off our sleep experiment, and just fittingly, you are currently cuddling a sleeping dog, which is pretty cute.
He's keeping me warm.
We have some sort of interesting things to talk about with today's episode, and I didn't know if that was going to be the case because this month's experiment hasn't really been as challenging as we thought. I mean, I don't think you ever thought it would be challenging for you, but I didn't know how I would go. And I have been getting my 8 hours sleep, but I don't know if that amount is right for me.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I would get cold.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for closing the door, sweetheart. framed it by saying that we were prioritizing sleep rather than like nailing the 8 hours. But by virtue of that, I have been getting 8 hours. Interestingly, though, I've been more tired this month, like way more tired. And as I mentioned last week, people have been asking me if I was okay and like, because you seem really tired, way more than has happened at all this year. So I don't know whether or not I'm oversleeping or my rhythm's just out. I'm not sure what it is, but I feel like kind of going to bed, going to sleep about 9 and getting up at about 9:30, getting up at 5 is about my like sweet spot, I think.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Spot.
Yeah. Whereas you're captain 8 hours or more.
Yeah. Yep. 8 hours I think is spot on for me.
Yeah. So in saying that, you've just come off.
Yeah. So I wanted to do an experiment within an experiment, really. I thought that the 8 hours wasn't challenging me enough. It was just normal. So I decided to do a 24-hour non-sleep challenge.
It wasn't a non-sleep challenge. That's not actually how it was set up. You've just, like, from midday on Friday, this Friday just gone, to midday on Saturday,
yep.
You did a 24-hour walking challenge.
Yeah, that's right. For community service.
Yeah, for a mentoring program that you're part of.
It's called Panthers on the Prowl, Building Young Men, where we, at one of the local schools, we 12 boys are involved in it and 12 mentors, including sportsmen and local guys, and we all meet on Wednesday. And anyway, this was a sort of initiation or rite of passage for the boys, and we did a 24-hour walking marathon. We walked around 90 km as a group.
That's full on. And you did go for the 24 hours.
Yeah, some of the boys, yeah. I mean, some slept and...
Or took breaks.
Took breaks, but I sort of, being how I am, did the whole thing. So I'm feeling pretty sore at the moment.
It was amazing to see what going 24 hours without sleep did to you, though. Like, you were... I mean, of course, you were physically exhausted because you were not only had been awake for 24 hours, but you'd been physically active for those 24 hours. But like you came home and you were tired and kind of
changes your face.
Yeah, you looked sick.
It's like your body starts to break down
after just 24 hours.
But it's weird, isn't it? Like, because sleep is healing your body.
Yes,
that's how your body heals. So if you don't heal,
I guess things degenerate, like they continue to degenerate. Yeah. They don't get a chance to regenerate.
And it just sort of underlined how powerful sleep is.
Yeah. And like, you're a sleeper. you really need and enjoy and benefit from good, solid sleep.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really interesting to see. But like you were kind of hallucinating and stuff. By 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon, you were hallucinating.
Yeah.
It
was like I was on like some psychedelic drugs or something.
Yeah,
like
you were staring at a black and white painting of ours. You're like, there is colour in there. You were so glassy-eyed. It's like, dude, the 70s called.
Yeah, exactly. But, oh, man, I loved it because it was – I didn't love feeling like that. I loved when I finally got to sleep. But
which took about 3 seconds. Oh. Oh, never have I seen a more just a broken human just in desperate need of sleep. But it was amazing. I think in light of like this experiment that we've been doing and the fact that sleep has been at the forefront of our mind, it was just incredible to see the impact that it had on you. Mm. And I mean, like everyone has had a sleepless night or, you know, when you've got a young, like a newborn baby or a a long-haul flight, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's that foggy-headed, drunk kind of feeling that you just can't snap out of once you get to a certain lack of sleep.
Yeah. Yes, Toby.
Yes, Toby.
Can I dress up?
Yeah, she can dress up.
You're playing games. Dress-up games.
Okay.
All right.
Be
sensible. Okay. Yeah.
I'll be sensible. Life lessons from 5-year-old McCallery. But anyway, it was just fascinating.
It was good because it was a challenge for me in an experiment that I wasn't really being challenged at. So, it was actually nice and it proves, but at the end of it, it proves how essential it is that, you know, you do get your sleep. So, I've also heard that I can't ever recoup that.
Yes, as well. People have been sending me loads of information and about you that. Can't recoup a sleep debt.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I mean, that doesn't mean that the parents of a newborn baby are always destined to be exhausted. Like we know that we've been through that.
No, it's not that. It's not the that sort of side of things, but it just doesn't work as in like, you know, you can't say, all right, I slept for 6. I'll just sleep for 10 and then
it'll even out.
Yeah, and I'll be fine sort of thing.
I feel like, I mean, I have absolutely no science to back this up, but I feel like personally it will even out but over a long, long period of time. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe you just regain your rhythm over a long, long period of time rather than necessarily win those hours back.
Yeah.
But
so what's your sleep number?
I think that... I think about between 7 and 8 hours is good for me.
Okay.
7 is fine. And if I get 6, I still function fine, but that's like, it's not ideal. And that's not what I'd want to be operating at. I think 7 to 8 hours is great for me. Whereas what are you?
Probably 8 and a half.
Right.
Am I?
Okay. So like that's 9 to 5 or 9:30 to 5:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or 9:30 to 6. That's actually about what you normally get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9:30 to 6 is... Spot on, almost.
Hmm. Yeah, whereas I'm probably more like 10:30.
Hmm.
10:30 till 5 is not enough.
No.
So that in that way, if I'm back at getting up early, because that's where I've been winning my hours is by sleeping in.
Yeah.
If I am back to getting up between 5 and 5:30, I need to get to sleep earlier. Yeah. And I think that's my takeaway from this experiment. Yeah. Like if I, those morning hours are more important to me than sitting and watching TV or reading a book, as much as I enjoy like hanging out and watching a good show with you or reading a good book, those morning hours are much more important to my well-being. So I need to find that time for sleep earlier in the night. So yeah, anyway, I've enjoyed having sleep at the forefront of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've had to change your mindset too much in order to achieve that.
But no, I haven't.
And I think our camping trip was sort of timely as well because it did show the impact of having not ideal sleep after freezing so our butts off. Well. Yeah.
Maybe it's almost like the quality of sleep. That's more important.
I reckon having been parent of 2 babies who weren't that keen on sleeping at night...
it's the uninterrupted.
It's the uninterrupted. Like, I could operate pretty well on between 4 and 5 hours of uninterrupted sleep.
Yep.
Because you gave me 8 hours of broken sleep, like, you know, broken up every 15 minutes, every 45 minutes, whatever. That actually impacted me more than getting a shorter amount of uninterrupted sleep. So that there's probably something in that too.
Yeah.
So we are taking a bit of a break from our Monday experiments. We will come back shortly and talk about, first of all, why that is. But also, it was, a lot of people have been asking us to kind of go back over the first 4 or 5 experiments of the year and see how we're going with them, if any of them have stuck.
So listen to Thursday's podcast because we'll probably touch on
in the hostful. Why.
So we've got a hostful this Thursday, episode number 86.
Mm.
So, yeah, check out that if you want to hear more.
About how our experiments have gone and just taking a bit of a breath for a minute.
Yeah.
So, in the meantime, hit us up on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and say hello. Tell us how you found the experiment if you followed along. And enjoy your week.
Enjoy your sleep.
Enjoy. Ben will enjoy his sleep.
Jackrabbit FM.
For your ears.
Who is that? Hi, Puck Pass.